people. Purpose. Patience. The one thing I need to do is stop running from myself. I run so fast and so far from my perceived destiny to the point to where the further and further I think I'm getting from that, I wind up running smack dab right into it again. I'm gonna give you a few examples. Reason why I say I need to stop running from myself. My wife tells me all the time, gotta embrace it. I really dislike attention. I dislike it. I don't like being the center of attention. I don't like talking about myself too much, even though I do a ton of it on this podcast, but it's not in a conceited sort of manner, like bigging myself up or whatever. Even though the last episode I did kind of proclaim some things, but that was just that. It wasn't like I was speaking of myself in a manner to where I'm above anybody else. At least I don't think. But needing to stop running from that and embracing who I am is something that I really need to do, because a few things happened to me today that, you know, kind of affirm that. Like I said, my wife always tells me, stop running from that. Embrace it. Embrace who you are and just allow it to happen. I was at the gym this morning. Normally, I got my headphones, and it takes me to a place to where, you know, I'm not really present at the gym. I don't see people around me. I don't react to people when they speak or whatever. I'm not being an asshole or anything like that, but I'm just not interacting with people. I would rather not talk to you while I'm doing what I'm doing. This morning was different. My headphones didn't work. It was like I was recording the podcast, and then next thing I know, I pull my phone out of my pocket and my headphones just shut off. I couldn't get them to come back on. So I was just, okay, I'll just force it. I'll, you know, train in a corner or whatever. But when I looked in the gym was packed wall to wall at 5 o'clock this morning. So I proceeded to try to soldier through it. First person spoke. Second person spoke. This lady offered me some disinfectant. This man gave me a fist bump. I seen another person that I see in the gym a lot. He decided to speak this morning. This other guy asked me, hey, you know, how do you find it? How do you find the, you know, what's your mentality on just getting to the gym every day? And I told him it's simple. I work right across the street. But even if I didn't work right across the street, I got tired of giving myself excuses. I got tired of just telling myself I had time, you know? I got real sick and tired of just, all right, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it next week. Or I'll do it whenever. I decided to do it now. I decided to be pressure in my life and not just, you know, accept things. I always say consistency is key. Consistency is key. It sure as fuck is. In everything that you go through in life, you must be consistent if you want change. I was looking at everything in my life. Everything was sort of crumbling a little bit. You know, my marriage was sort of crumbling. My relationship with my kids, I felt, was crumbling. My job was even crumbling. But what was I doing? I was just standing there letting it happen. But I felt that as if I just showed up every day, it would change. But me being present every day didn't do a damn thing. Me being present every day in my everyday life didn't do anything. Just because I woke up and I see my kids, I see my wife every day, I go to work every day, I sort of train every day, I was getting nowhere. Everything was sinking. I wasn't gaining anything physically. I was losing everything mentally and emotionally. Everything was falling apart. And I was starting to point the finger at other people when I really shouldn't have. The finger should have and always be pointed back to you. You are the only reason why you're failing in such things in life. You are the only reason why you have setbacks. I didn't want to accept that for so long in my life, that I was the cause. I always pointed the finger at situations with my wife, like a lot of them were her fault, or a lot of them was somebody else's, or I wasn't getting the opportunities that I needed to get at work. I wasn't making shit happen. I was just showing up expecting things to change, and that's not how you do things. That's not how things progress. You don't progress by just showing up. By just, there, I'm here. I'm great. I'm here. I'm showing up every day. My kids see me every day. My wife sees me every day. What was I allowing to get to my head that I really wasn't paying attention to? I was allowing the attention to get to my head, acting like I wasn't there in that moment, paying attention to it. I was paying attention to it because I noticed it. I let it get to me. I let it beat me up. That means I was paying attention to it. That means I noticed it was there. As soon as I started embracing things and starting to let things happen and allowing things to just take me, things started to change. Did I go through things I didn't want to go through? Yes, I did. But we all must go through things for growth. You're sort of growing out of that shell. You're growing out of the way that you were. You're growing away from your comfort zone. So of course you're going to have growing pains. Growing pains or uncomfortable conversations. Or maybe finding things out about your partner that you didn't want to know. Or, you know, going through tough times at work. Those are growing pains. You're going to have to grow past those things in order for you to get to where you're going. I didn't want to accept that shit for the longest. I didn't. So now, me taking everything the way that I'm taking it now, even though it's only been possibly a couple of weeks, still, you got to start somewhere in life. You got to start somewhere in life. You know, the one thing that I believe I was watching something, I don't know what the hell it was. To make it to the mountaintop, you can't fall there. I believe it was Vince Lombardi that says that. To make it to the mountaintop, you can't fall there. And that means physically making it to the mountaintop, what did you have to go through? You had to go through pain. You had to go through growth. You had to experience things. You had to find out things about yourself that you just didn't want to find out. Mentally making it to the mountaintop, you had to go through traumatic experiences. You had to go through something. You have to have a reason to tell a story. Not too many people are going to just listen to you just because you're talking. I believe you listen to this podcast because I actually have something to say, and it's very believable. And you can adapt to it. You can put yourself into my situations. You're walking down those same streets with me. You're sitting amongst me right now. You're going through the same things I'm going through. I'm not running from it. So long I ran from it. And I'll be the first to admit it. I always thought I would make it to that aforementioned mountaintop by just showing up. But what am I doing every day? Yeah, I'm showing up to the mountain. I'm showing up every damn day looking at the mountain. Look at me. I'm here. I'm here. I'm taking the picture in front of the mountain at the bottom because I'm afraid to climb to the top because of what I may find out. I'm finding out things about within my personal life, within my personal struggle, within my loved ones. I'm finding out those things, and we're growing past. We're getting past. We're becoming who we're supposed to be. No longer who we are. We're becoming who we're supposed to be. You have to go through those things in life in order to get somewhere. You have to get past those. You have to grow through things. You have to. Can't just show up and expect shit to change. Can't. Another thing that I've found out that really has helped me, and I've only gotten a couple of things written down. I got other things written down on my phone, but they don't count. It's putting pen to paper. Putting pen to paper and writing down goals. Writing down daily testaments, daily affirmations about yourself, about your loved ones, about your everyday life, or about things that you want to do. Writing it down sort of forces accomplishment. Because you're going to go back to it. You're going to go back to it in a couple of days. Damn, did I get that done? Did I get this done? Did I get that done? The reason why people make grocery lists is because they want to accomplish the list. You don't just make a grocery list just because. You make a grocery list to accomplish the list. You have to get those things when you go to the store. You have to get those things done. So why not apply it to your everyday life? Why not apply that to your everyday life? Because a lot of people write shit down just to write it down. They don't actually apply things. They don't actually apply themselves to getting it done. It's just written down. It's just there. It was just an idea that you put to paper. But what about the work? What about the work? What about the struggle? What about the sacrifice? What about you giving something up and you getting past your comfort zone? What about that? What about something that's going to force change? And I do believe writing things down forces change. Forces change. Like I said, so long I've ran from it. But hey, forces accomplishments. I met a guy at the gym maybe two weeks ago. No, it's probably longer than that. Who knows? But anyway, he listened to a couple of episodes. Me and him have exchanged, text messages, and we had a very good conversation when we first met. We're very like-minded individuals, but I believe we're 20 years apart. But still, very like-minded individuals. Focus more on self than others, so to speak. We focus more on our own being than trying to be for others. Because you have to make sure you're comfortable and you're 100% within yourself before you can be for anyone else. Like I said, I had to come to grips with that because for so long I tried to live through and for other people. What was I doing? I was slowly draining myself to the point to where if something were to happen, all right, you can no longer go through that other person. You can no longer look to that other person for guidance or for love or for structure or for anything because you've taken so much away from yourself. You have to give yourself something. And like I said, it's only been a couple of weeks, maybe a little longer than that. Maybe about a month. Yeah, possibly about a month. I believe it all started once I started. Once I really opened up to my wife about the things that I was going through and a lot of the things that I've been thinking and a lot of the things that we had to share. It really started then about a month ago that we had to just have that conversation. And ever since then, I sort of told myself that I'm not going to leave anything to chance. I'm not going to look at the bad as I've been told that I do a lot. I'm going to look at the good and let the good shine and put that forward and stop looking at, you know, the stress and struggles at work and stuff like that and complaining about those and all of that and just really, really look at the good, really try to find the balance between, you know, good and evil, as they say. And I think I found that so far. Taking some work, but I think I've done it, and I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. And like I said, the consistent approach to everyday life is just that. It's the consistent approach to everyday life, doing things that you must do regardless of if you're tired, regardless of whatever you did the previous day. It's about today. It's about right now. It's about what you're going to do right this second. How are you going to attack your life right now? What are you going to do? What are you going to give? You can't think about yesterday because yesterday is gone. It's what you're going to do today. It's what you're going to do today. So, a few things that I missed since you've last talked to me. Going to give you a quote from Martin Luther King because I missed Martin Luther King Day. I actually had a podcast recorded for that, but I deleted it just like I delete everything. But anyway, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But by all means, keep moving. Not too many people go to that quote when they speak on Dr. Martin Luther King, but it just means keep moving if you believe in yourself. But basically, believe in yourself. A lot of things in life are going to stop you. A lot of things in life are going to impede your progress. But if you can't walk, run, if you can't fly, crawl, if you can't, but you must. Dr. Martin Luther King and so many others. Marcus Garvey, Mega Evers, Malcolm X, so many others. So the one thing I want you to do, I implore you, this month and beyond, notice I said beyond, please look at what certain cultures have done for our society. Not just black, not just white, not just Hispanic, not just Asian, not just American Indian, but look at all cultures. Look at all people. See what they've done for society. See what they've done for everyday life and the advancement of all. Not just some, but all. That's what this month means to me. This month doesn't mean that I get to go out there and parade around the fact that I'm black, thinking I'm gonna get a free coffee or something like that, or a free burger, whatever, whatever. Because I'm not like that. I'm not like that. I'm accepting of who I am. A lot of people give me flack for saying that I'm an American Indian instead of just 100% black man. I really don't see myself as that. But just like I said, I implore you to just find out about other cultures, not just what you were raised upon. And if you go to school and they teach you about black history, accept it. Accept what they teach you, but find out more on your own. Find out more. Like, they're just now beginning to actually talk about Malcolm X in school. Before, it was just, gosh darn it, what was the lady's name? I'm gonna get my ass kicked. Harriet Tubman, okay, I forgot her name for a second. It was Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, maybe Rosa Parks. Some circles didn't really talk about Rosa Parks either, but maybe those three, and that was about it. Or when they asked you to do a certain figure, a sports figure or athlete or whatever, or important person in your life, you normally choose an athlete or a rapper. You would normally do that. But I implore you to find out more. It's about more people. Actually look up things. Unknown facts about Black History Month. There you go. You can Google that. But as you all know, I'm not the podcast for that, because I'm not trying to just hone in on one thing. I'm not. I just want you to, take some time out and actually learn about something other than, what you've been taught. Circle this back around to the individual that I met a while ago in the gym. We had a very good conversation. Very good conversation. And I can't wait to see him again. Can't wait to talk to him again. So we can actually see what's the next step. What's the next plan? What's the next thing? He sent me a picture of a lot of quotes from an episode of my podcast. And it touched me. It really did, because at that moment, I was having a conversation with another individual who listened to the podcast as well. And next thing I know, I get this picture on my phone, and it's words that I said that actually mean something to somebody. And it touched me. It really did. It touched me. And it's continuing to do wonders, because I know I mean something. I know what I'm doing is different. I know what I'm doing is hitting you rather than other podcasts who get in trouble over their political beliefs or religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs, something like that. I'm not trying. I don't have an agenda, y'all. Y'all know that. I don't have an agenda, and I'm climbing, so to speak. I'm not getting ready to say that Spotify is going to knock on my door, or Anchor is going to knock on my door or send me an email and say, Harrison, you have the number one podcast in the world. I'm not even looking at that. Honestly, what I am looking towards, I can't even say that word. What I'm looking towards is this year, have at least one speaking engagement somewhere. It may not be something that I actually put together myself, but I actually have one speaking engagement. I had one over the summer last year to sort of fail through. But hopefully I actually have one where I'm, on the marquee, so to speak. But who knows? But until then, you're going to continue to get this podcast whether you're getting it. I won't waver. I won't change, because I won't change within myself. But a lot of things that I missed within this last month. You think this is a quote that I actually wanted to put out there, and I wanted to give my opinion on this quote. What I've learned and still learning is, to accept and support being uncomfortable. Everything that happens in your life is part of your plan for your journey. No matter how harsh, unfair, mistreated you may feel, it's needed for your personal growth, no matter the situation. Whether it's being cheated on, flat tire, broken toe, or even death of a loved one. Support the discomfort and rise to a new level of you. I'm here with you, still learning. New levels, new devils. Stay focused. The person that said that was historic rapper Redman, and I know I said historic, damn it, because Redman means something to me. He said that, and it caught me because it's true. I've said this countless times, and I actually can't stop staring at a picture of my wife on my phone, so let me go ahead and scroll up before I lose track. But anyways, you must find something. And I've said this 1,000 times. You must find light in darkness. You must find light in darkness. I see light in darkness when I see my wife smile. When I see a friend of mine at work smile, because this friend of mine at work just lost their grandmother. My wife just lost her best friend. But you're still finding reasons to smile. You're still finding reasons to remember a conversation or a joke that you shared, or a message that you sent to him or her, or whatever. You're still finding reasons to find light. So find yourself in your discomfort. And you never know what you're going to learn. You never know what's going to happen, because that person that you've lost, that thing that you've lost, what you're going through, find a way to never feel that way again. Or even if you do, you know, you'll know that you can overcome it, so to speak. You have to know where you've been in order to know where you're going, basically. Another thing. Another thing. Another quote. It's from Plato. I am the wisest man alive, for I know one thing, and that is that I know nothing. Plenty of people have said that to me and read that. I've seen shirts. I've seen motivational posters and everything. That's the one thing that I know, that I know nothing. I don't claim to be the smartest person. I don't claim to have the most knowledge. This podcast, I rarely look up shit. So I always seek knowledge. I never seek to find the answer. I seek knowledge, because there's 1,000 different answers. 1,000 different. Because everybody can give their interpretation on a lot of different things, and they feel they're right. I just got into an argument this morning with a coworker about certain things that she felt she was right on. And I was like, nah, I really don't think you're right. Without divulging too much into the conversation, because it was sort of uncomfortable, she basically said that whatever happens to you, you allowed it. You've done something. You've put it out there in the world that you want something to happen to you, basically. Every accident or whatever, you've done something in your life to cause this to happen to you. And I completely disagreed with that. Completely disagreed with, you are your own effect, basically. You're the cause and effect. Certain people are going to say, I said, yeah, it is true. You are your cause and effect. But what if you aren't? What if you put forth everything that you can put forth? What if you've done everything to a T and you still don't get ahead? What did you do wrong? You did nothing wrong, so don't scrap away everything that you've done. Don't tear it up and throw it away. Figure out a new way. Just like I just read, you know, just try to find a way to overcome. You know, it's all within your personal growth. You know, no matter what happened to you, just support the discomfort. I mean, a lot of things you can't really just quote away. A lot of things you can't meditate away. A lot of things you can't I'm gonna just take a walk around the block and it'll be over with. A lot of those things, hey, you're gonna have to sit there and you're gonna have to find out certain things about yourself. You're gonna have to. You're gonna have to find out certain things about yourself in order to see where you are in life. Just like me, just like everything that I'm going through, I had to have the consistency and the belief that, okay, I'm going through this, but what am I going to do tomorrow to make sure that today doesn't happen again? I'm going to continue to work. I'm going to continue to do things that better me in order to better my situation. Keep in mind, I do get paid for this podcast. Like I've mentioned a few episodes ago, I am signed to Rep Sports. I represent Raise Energy. I do have a job, an important job. I am a husband. I am a father. But what am I doing for the growth of those things? I can't just show up just because. I have to grow through the discomfort, just like I just said. So whatever it is that you're facing in life, whatever it is that you're questioning, it's okay to have questions. It's okay to have doubts. But don't sit there with those doubts like, this is it. Because it's not. It's not it. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in your ability. And you have to believe that, okay, this is temporary. This feeling I got right here is temporary. Including the good shit. Everything goes in full circle. Money comes and goes. Love comes and goes. But what are you going to do when it comes back? When that pendulum swings back your way. And you're in the black again or whatever. You know, so. Now. Take what took it from you and don't let it happen again. Even if it does, you know how to overcome it. You know how to overcome it. We've all had our heart broken. We've all had financial loss. We've all lost family members, but a lot of us are still here. So realize that you're still here and go from there. Grow from that. Another thing I missed Muhammad Ali's birthday. I missed, you know, putting a podcast out around that time. And Muhammad Ali is one of the most important figures in my life. His belief, his athletic ability, his big mouth, his confidence, one thing. I'm going to read you a quote. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not an act. It's not a fact. It's an opinion. Impossible is it's not a declaration, it's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. Impossible is nothing. It's nothing. You can do any fucking thing you want to do. Fathers, look at your daughters. You're looking at the next fill in the blank. Mothers, look at your sons. You're looking at the next fill in the blank. Look in the mirror. You're looking at the next fill in your blank. So many people were recognized at 40, 45, 50, 55, and 60. So many people were recognized. Their life changed late in life. So many people looking at themselves 25, 30, 35. Okay, let me go get a job because I can't do anything else. I can't get recognized for my ability. My love for whatever is just going to be my love. Nobody else sees my love. Nobody else thinks I'm funny. Nobody else thinks I'm entertaining or motivational or whatever, whatever. I didn't hear about C.T. Fletcher until C.T. Fletcher was damn near 50 years old. Now, C.T. Fletcher is 63, 64, one of the most top fitness, motivational, whatever, whatever, whatever he is in the world. Didn't get recognized until later in life. But what did he believe? I'm C.T. motherfucking Fletcher. I'm Harrison motherfucking Lindsay. You're whoever you are. Believe in that. Believe in you. And as long as you have that confidence in yourself and believe in yourself and stay you, anything can happen. So Muhammad Ali is right. Impossible ain't shit. It's a word. It's a word. Another thing. NFL playoffs were freaking amazing. Freaking amazing. We got the Bengals. We got the Rams in the Super Bowl. I never thought I'd say we got the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Never thought I'd say that. Even though I do remember when they went the first time back in like, well, not the first time, but I do remember the 88, 89 Super Bowl or whatever. I do remember that one. But this team wasn't supposed to. Everybody picked them to be dead last in their division. Everybody said they had potential. What do you do with potential? What do you think I'm going to say that you do with potential? You find a way to make potential. You find a way to make your potential grow and grow and grow until it becomes a roaring blaze, to borrow a phrase from Customato when he was describing what he did to feed Mike Tyson. You look at yourself just like that. Oh, you say I got potential, as in I'm not good enough now? Let me show you what I can do with what you think about me. Let me show you what the fuck I can do with what you think about me. I don't give a fuck what you think I'm capable of. I know what I'm capable of. Looking at these Bengals, they got a big middle finger pointed at everybody who doubted them. Everybody who picked the Chiefs and the Bucks. Everybody who said, oh, Justin Herbert is good, but he's not Josh Allen. Josh Allen showed me something in that damn Kansas City game. I stood up with Josh Allen. I was screaming Josh Allen like he played for the damn Bears. I really was. He really showed me something. So his future's bright. Just stay healthy and keep your head on, kid. Just stay healthy and keep your head on. So who am I picking in the Super Bowl? I don't give a shit. I'm just going to watch the game as a football fan. I don't care who wins. Am I looking forward to the halftime show? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But am I looking forward to the show? Yeah, I'm looking forward to the show. I'm going to see how big of a leash they're going to give Eminem. You know, is he just going to come out there and do the real Slim Shady and run off the stage? No, I actually want him to do one of his more edgier songs. But he's probably going to do Not Afraid or whatever. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Dr. Dre is probably going to do one of his songs with Snoop. Maybe. Maybe. It depends on, you know, what they allow. Mary J. Blige is going to, who knows, do one of her more uplifting songs instead of something you can get out there and dance to. Something like that. Kendrick Lamar may come out there and do one of his more uplifting songs or whatever instead of whatever. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It's different. I'm looking forward to it. The Bears fired Matt Nagy. They fired Ryan Pace, only to hire Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles. Ryan Poles said something that really stood out to me. He said, we're going to take the North and we're never giving it back. I love that. I love that fight. I love that attitude. But the one person that may have a problem with them taking the North, he's still a Green Bay Packer. So until he gets traded, I am holding off on all of this take the North shit. But anyways, Packers are losing coaches. They're losing coordinators left and right. Very close coordinators to Aaron Rodgers. So who knows what could happen? Who knows? Want to take a little bit of time out and say thank you to Tom Brady for all that you accomplished and for what you mean to the game of football, love him or hate him, what you mean to the game, what you will forever mean to the game of football. Thank you. Thank you. Another thing I missed, and this one is very close to me because this is still teaching me to this day. It's been 2 years since Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and the other passengers of the helicopter passed away. It's kind of odd to believe that it's been 2 years, but when I tell you, every time I touch my phone to go on social media, I see Kobe Bryant or I see his daughter every day since even before that tragic incident, every day. But what it teaches me now, I'm looking at Kobe Bryant right now, so huge poster right beside me, but what he teaches me and what will continue to teach me is how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to be a man, how to have that mentality, how to face adversity, how to overcome. That word impossible. I'm 39 right now, and I know I'm not done. In ways, I'm just getting started. I know I have noise to make, so to speak. I have noise to make. But when I see pictures of him and his daughter, it only brings me back to, you know, my children. And I know a lot of that. I have talks with friends of mine who still struggle with the way that it happened. You know, I had a talk with a friend of mine, and he was like, "Carson, I bet he was holding his daughter, still telling her it'll be okay, still telling her, you know, they'll make it." And I bet the other fathers and mothers and people were saying that they're going to make it, but you only knew that he was Kobe Bryant still, the strong, passionate person that could nothing stop. And, you know, we still believe in his message. We still believe in his man. We still support the man. We still support the family. And like I said, he's teaching me. He's teaching me every day. Even though I mess up, even though I'm not perfect, I don't always say the right thing. I don't always do the right thing. I don't always have the right attitude. But it comes back. It always comes back to just remembering why. You know, it's still, you know, a little tough for me to deal with, but I know a lot of people are still dealing with certain things that they haven't really gripped yet, so to speak, you know? And that's where I feel I come in. You know, like I've told you guys plenty of times, I'm still trying to find answers, so to speak. I'm still having my bumps here or there. But the one thing that I've done this past month is have that consistency in my everyday life, that every day is a new day. And it's so true. I know it sounds cliche, but every day is a new day to fall in love again with something, whether that's someone or something. Every day is a new day to just, damn, I still get to wake up to this person, or I still get to wake up to this job, or I still get to wake up. You just still get to wake up. And every day is a new day to just thank God, thank life that you have it. And so many people take it for granted that they feel that they don't have anything else to give because they're at a certain age, or they don't have a certain person, whether they're divorced or what have you. But you have so much to give life. I had this conversation with somebody that was like, well, how can you say that when looking at all the homeless people and stuff like that? And you guys know how I feel about that. You know how passionate I am about that. But you have the power to change. You have the power to overcome anything, including that. I mean, I've seen people with terminal illnesses still smile every day, still have a reason to motivate others, still have a reason to love others. And, you know, some have unfortunately lost their physical life, but their spiritual life lives on through the people that they loved. Their spiritual life lives on through the conversations that they had that mean something, not meant, but mean something to someone. Because you never know that person that you lost, or that thing that you lost or whatever. You never know what it's going to teach you. You never know if it's going to give you that confidence, because you had that person with that confidence and you had that thing that gave you the confidence to achieve, to believe that you can achieve, so to speak. And like I told you, I'm not done. In ways, I'm just getting started. In ways, I know I can make an impact. Like I said, so many people hit their mark in life at 40, 45, 50, 55, 60. You never know when you're going to overcome. You never know. You never know. You just have to stay consistent and stay within yourself that you're going to achieve. It may not be millions or whatever. You may not hit that, but you'll achieve the ability in life to just be comfortable in life and be happy within yourself and your ability. So I implore you to go for whatever you see yourself as, whatever you seek, whatever you dream about. Chase it. Don't just let it be a dream. Don't just let it be something that you see only when you close your eyes. That the only way you're powerful, the only way you're sexy or smart or confident is when you close your eyes, and that's when you can be that person. You can be that person in your everyday life. You can be that person. All you have to do is stop being afraid of yourself and be consistent with your effort, be consistent with your ability, be consistent, like I said, even if you crawl, you're moving forward. Patience is the podcast.